The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, the 14th chapter. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I really mean this greeting. It's not just a good formula to start a sermon. I genuinely hope that you can feel the grace and peace that we have in Christ Jesus. You may not have felt much peace this past week. As we sit in the wake of the tragedy at the Annunciation Catholic Church and School, you might have been even apprehensive to come to worship today. You might find yourself incredibly anxious about the first week of school. You might be angry, livid. You might be numb. You might wish you or someone could do something. You might just be sad, incessantly checking your baby monitor. You might not know how to feel. You might just block it out or even be unsensitized to it. No matter how you feel, or whatever place you find yourself in today, may you feel and trust that there is a place for you here. Our great God can hold it all. Our Savior Jesus suffers with us and offers us grace and peace. When we worship, and I think this is, for many reasons, I'm just so weepy, but when we worship, and any time we gather in Christian community, even in digital space and online, we offer that grace and peace to one another. We embody Christ's peace for one another. You have heard me say this probably, but I'm going to keep repeating it because it's true. Christian community is so powerful because when you can't pray, we will pray for you. When you can't sing, we will sing for you. When you can't praise, we will praise for you. We are here for each other. Christian community is what our Hebrews reading for today is all about. And this week I took great comfort from Hebrews 13, verse 8. which declares, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. No matter how messed up our world may seem, no matter what kind of suffering you might be going through, Jesus will not change. He will not abandon us. His love never fails. Pastor Tim lifted up this idea in his podcast this last week. I hope you can find it online, listen to it. It's Reflections on Faith. And he talked especially about, after tragedies like this, how much prayer can make a difference. And as he was speaking, he quoted Frederick Buechner's Thoughts on God's Grace, which he wrote in Wishful Thinking. Tim quoted Buechner, but I'm going to read a more fuller version of his quote. Buechner writes, "The grace of God means something like, here is your life. You might never have been, but you are, because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. Here is your world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Nothing can ever separate us. It's for you I created the universe. I love you. Beautiful and terrible things will happen, but nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. That is the gift of grace. It's this grace that can give us a glimmer of hope when we are asking, how could this happen? God's grace does not exactly make it better. It doesn't excuse the tragedy. It doesn't make it any less horrific or take away the pain. But this promise of God's grace and unconditional love might just make getting through the next day more bearable, or the next night. This promise of unconditional love and grace can lead us to share love with one another. We love because Christ first loved us. It can only make things better if we focus on sharing Christ's love in our homes and our communities instead of focusing on hate. And like I preached about 2 weeks ago, showing love and empathy does not require agreement. You don't have to be perfectly aligned with your neighbor to love them. Our Hebrews reading encourages us to show love through how we can care for one another. Verses 1 through 3 proclaim, "Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison." And one way to interpret that could be to remember anyone who is lonely, vulnerable, or suffering. One important way that we remember those suffering is that we can pray for them. I believe that prayer does make a difference. It connects us, it changes our hearts, and then it leads us to further action. Prayer is an important first step. And yes, there are many more steps to take after tragedies like this, especially so it doesn't happen again. But prayer is an important first step to caring for our neighbors, our community, and even strangers all over the world. On Facebook, I saw an incredibly moving moment of prayer this past week. The Lutheran Partners in Global Ministry, or LPGM, is a nonprofit organization that takes care of providing resources and opportunities for people on the margins, especially women and girls, in India, Tanzania, Guatemala, and the Central African Republic. Is LPGM familiar to anybody? About maybe a decade, I don't know, maybe longer, St. Philip the Deacon worked with LPGM to build a medical clinic in Tanzania. There was a trip that some of our folks went over there, and then we also helped support building a school in India. And this year, we're kind of rekindling that partnership because the first through fourth grade Sunday school class will be sponsoring the education of students in India. So, The LPGM offices are located in Edina, and many Lutheran congregations in the Twin Cities support their work. So the LPGM global partners around the world have a very strong connection to this area and Minneapolis. So on Wednesday, when the tragedy reached Kirthiga, the relations coordinator at the Melpatakam Bakam boarding school in India, she told the girls about it, and they were deeply moved. They gathered together and started to pray. Kirthiga shared a video of this moment and wrote, "It's a simple but sincere gesture of love and support from across the miles. Their prayers come from a place of genuine care. We're holding you close in our hearts during this difficult time." Prayer connects us across the oceans, across languages, across time and space. Prayer connects us to God's love and grace, and prayer can move us to help build God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. During these hard days, may we trust in God's love and grace. May we lean on each other, pray for one another, and take action by how we love one another. Let us pray. O God of grace, we come before you just as we are. Comfort us with your never-failing grace and unconditional love. Lead us to share that same love with your hurting world. Amen.